dress. Number five, you have to bring extra sunglasses for those camping near you. Number four signs that you have over-polishing disorder is after 14 passes over the same spot, all you can say is, it's getting there. Number three, you think silently polishing the belly pan really wasn't that hard. Number two, you actually get offended when someone else uses the vanity mirror. And the number one sign that you have over-polishing disorder, you actually remove that vanity mirror. So, anyway.
It's looking good.
Yeah, it's getting there.
What do your neighbors think?
Well, I actually started getting some comments today. One guy walked by today and he said, oh, you can see
positive comments.
Yeah, you can see that from outer space. I'm like, you know what? That's shiny enough. If you can see it from outer space, that's shiny enough. The garbage collection day was today, so the garbage guy actually stopped. You know, they have those little arms that go and they pick up the trash cans. They never have to get out. Well, this guy actually got out and walked around and started talking to me. Wow, that's like really shiny. What are you using? How are you doing? That is looking great. And then all these cars got backed up on the road, started honking at him.
You're causing traffic jams now.
Causing traffic jams.
Good for you.
Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty good. So, I mean, my wife is putting up with a lot of the black, you know, oxidation all over me and stuff.
Oh, and yeah.
She says, well, you know, it looks like you're getting close. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm trying to comfort her. You know, the streets ought to be easier, you know, because it has more windows and it doesn't have the door. She says, oh, yeah, that door thing, that's kind of weird. And I kind of got offended. I said, what? Don't you know that's the coveted door within a door? She's like, what? I said, we have a 1960 trailer. This is a Wally Byam trailer. Wally died in 1962. We have the coveted Wally trailer from 1960 with the door within the door. And that, oh my gosh, I'm turning into a vintage snob. This is not good. I'm turning into and the worst kind of vintage snob, the pre-62 vintage snob. I had to go wash my mouth. That was so.
You really listened to Leo's sales pitch, didn't you?
Oh, you know, come on. I don't think we'll have him on for a while.
It's called the Legacy Trailer.
Yes, the Legacy Trailer.
Yep.
So, anyway, yeah, this is all having a cumulative effect on me here, day by day.
That's looking good.
So, yeah, polishing's getting
done. I want to know what the SOB owners down the road did. The fifth wheel guys think about it.
I haven't heard.
Because people, you're going to get people saying, asking you how, you know, thinking that's brand new.
Yeah. And one of the workers guys from next door came by and he said, man, it's looking like brand new. People are slowing down now when they drive by. Because I have it parked out in front of the house. Because when I polished the last one on the side of the house, it got polishing compound all over the floor, all over the ground outside, I mean, all over the dog, and he tracked it all in. So I was like, no, I'm not doing that this time. I pulled it out in the street and let the sidewalk get dirty. So after I polished
Then you put it back in when it's done.
That's right. That's the voice of experience. So the shiny side is toward the street now because I finished the curb side and I flipped it around. And so now people are slowing down when they drive by and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. Of course, I'm covered with black oxidation all over. Why does your nose itch 20 minutes into the process when your hands are covered in black?
I don't know, yeah. But that's a good point.
It's inevitable. It always happens. So
you get covered, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what's next, Tim?
What's that?
The vintage tow vehicle.
That's right.
One thing at a time. Come on. All right, guys. That concludes the Ambassador Update. And I'd like to thank again selectabed.com for their contribution. And we've got a couple of guys who are out and about. You may have heard on our last show. I think John called in. John has a 75 trade win. And he helped talk his buddy into buying a Caravelle on eBay. And they called in with their question. They're in California, and the trailer's in Michigan, and they want to know the best way to get it. And if you remember, your guys' answers were to get it themselves.
Get it themselves and replace the axle.
Yeah, and we have actually been hearing.